Hang on.
Did I do that?
Welcome to Campaigns of the Plains. We are back at Monster of the Week season two. Real quick before we jump in, make sure that you do your ritual down here and follow us on all the socials. And make sure to subscribe to the channel that you're most comfortable with using. Without further ado, oh my god, you all are high.
You didn't take any drugs,
unfortunately.
Yeah, no.
That's sad. That's just sad.
I thought some throat, isn't this what like they used to do?
Wait, people still do that.
People still
kids don't.
Well, I haven't been in school for like over 10 years, so how the fuck would I know?
Yeah, we know old man.
Yeah.
like almost the youngest one here, isn't he?
We're the same age.
Okay.
So, last time on this week, the team had just received a package from a mysterious man dressed in black clothing. Cypher encouraged the rest of his newfound companions to help him take it back to his contact, Bobby. But that is when cop cars showed up and a chase began. You raced through the streets of Los Angeles with the cops close on your tail, but it didn't take you long to realize that these were actually vampires that were chasing you. And after fighting off their attacks, and a mysterious figure falling from the heavens to seemingly assist you, you combined your magical powers together to make your van take flight in the air and fly off to the other side of town where you landed in front of the candy shop, the Radio Shack, if you will. That belongs to Bobby, the contact and friend of Cypher. After a shopping trip inside of this Radio Shack, the owner took the case, hid it away, and then urged you all to leave. Cypher took you all upstairs to stay the night after Olivia secured a new vehicle for you all. After securing the apartment and warding it against vampires and doing some quick hacking, you were all able to secure the place so that you may bed down for the night, hopefully without the intervention of the vampires. And that's where we leave off. But first, then we are in a forest. It is cold, but the kind of cold that comes with the autumn season. It's frosty, and there's leaves on the ground, and there's trees everywhere. You're in a forest, and around this space, this little clearing of the trees, we see these symbols etched into the mark. And this group of men and women gather, and they are forming a circle in this clearing around a small altar. And there we see Antiope hooded in this satin-like translucent material, holding a chalice and an athame. And she is combining ingredients in this chalice and muttering words in some long forgotten tongue. And she holds the cup up just as the dawn is breaking. And she sets the chalice down and she rubs her very pregnant belly and says, "Yes, Dawn, this will all be yours one day." And we switch back to the now. Dawn, you wake up from a pleasant dream for once. But a dream can't make much sense out of. You're not never seen this group of people before. You've never been to those woods, but yet this dream felt so vivid and real, like a memory. Are you doing it?
I think she would just lay in bed and just try to like recall everything. It's like when you first wake up and you kind of remember it and it feels like it's fleeting. She's trying to like grab it and like memorize all the details before she has to start the day.
And yeah, you try and piece it all together and remember it, store it in your memory. It's strange because as you open your eyes, the dawn here is breaking as well. You haven't gotten much sweet sleep, but you have all healed some as you're coming to arousing awake. You just have this feeling of warmth, like the mother's embrace. We look over to another figure whose eyes are still darting back and forth. And Jason, we're not in the apartment right now. We are in like just a blank space, just black all around you, just miles or fathoms. You can't see anything, but you hear her. She says, "Hello, my chosen."
Ishara?
Yes, it's I.
Where are you? I can't see you.
I'm always here. And she steps from behind you. You were looking back and forth, and there seemed to be no one here, but then she steps into view, and her barefoot feet step lightly on the ground as she turns around and faces you, dragging her hand across your chest. And she looks you deep in the eyes and says, "You have served me well. Are you ready to take on a greater challenge?"
I mean, anything, as long as it means not being nobody again.
Oh, you will never be me. I'm afraid that the challenges that lie ahead are too great for either of us individually. What we must do, though, is combine our strengths. And I don't mean just me lending you my powers. We have to become greater than the sum of the two of us. You understand?
Are you strong enough?
I will be.
I mean, yeah, I'm always here to help you. You helped me, and so anything you need.
Then you will be my vessel?
I accept. Yeah.
And as the morning hours are breaking, there is this bright light emanating from Jason that just seems to fill the room, and you all have to shield your eyes from the luminescence, except for you, Olivia. You see it, and you see it for exactly what it is. This is angel power. You feel it, you've seen it before, and it is, you're being half angel or unfazed by it. So, the rest of you look away from this glaring light as you are rousing awake, and then just as quickly as it came, it dies down.
Why?
What?
Why?
Why what?
Why were you glowing like a glow stick? My retinas.
I got picked a long time ago to help somebody out, and let's just say I'm helping them out.
Okay. We all got weird shit. Welcome to the club.
Do you know what this thing that you are in a partnership with is?
I don't care. She's never meant me any harm, and...
Well, that's just dangerous.
That's very dangerous.
Look, you all have your own weird things going on, and I had... Let's just say I had a shit past, and she's the only reason that I got out of that shitty past. And so, whatever she wants, I don't care.
You better make sure you mean it. She could mean your life one day.
I don't care. It's hers to take. You knew how awful it was to be me growing up, then you'd know that anything was better than that.
Let's just hope that the angel that you're in leagues with doesn't have anything against us.
Angel? Don't they not like you, Olivia?
Maybe.
Well, that certainly puts our little arrangement
in a... And the demons don't really like Olivia either. I mean, Olivia just doesn't have any...
Demons don't like you.
Yeah, no one likes me.
I like you.
Other than you lot. But most of the world.
Well, I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. She's the one who led me to you guys, so I don't think she probably has a problem with you.
It's not necessarily true. We might just currently have a lot of the same things we need to accomplish.
I feel like we need to go over a few things here. So this person, this angel, led you to us.
Yeah.
For what purpose?
I don't know. It wasn't malignant. I mean, it's not like she told me to kill you guys or anything.
But she told you to find us and to stay with us. Why?
I don't know.
I think you do.
I don't think I do.
What is she asking of you then?
She just told me to follow you guys.
So you're tracking us.
I think I'm helping you guys.
All right.
Like I said.
What about Cypher?
Well, Cypher led me to you.
Did your angel lead you to Cypher?
Yeah.
What? Angels are real.
Listen, you know that thing when I said I was lucky? If I needed money, she would point me to a winning ticket. If I needed a car, she would help me win one.
Well, why the hell haven't you been sourcing our cars?
You didn't ask.
You didn't tell us that you got a lucky angel in your head.
It's not the case anymore.
Okay. Is she here in this room?
I arch my back a little bit and you see the shadows on the wall like furl up like wings.
Oh, okay, so you're the angel now. Gotcha.
We're the angel.
Okay. That's the weirdest thing that we've had happen. It's fine.
So speaking of weird stuff that's happened, all of a sudden, in the middle of this room, a swirling mass of these like golden wheels filled with eyes up here with giant wings extending from them in every direction. And you hear in a booming voice, "Be not afraid." And then it like slurps in and it's just like this guy. And you recognize him from the previous night. With this, like, curly, like, messy hair, and, like, this really, like, beaten-up tank top and baggy jeans. And he says, "This game, dudes.
Are you an angel, too?
Am I in the right place?
Are you an angel, too?
I'm an angel. How'd you guess?"
I think she was talking to the guy
who just appeared, yeah.
Yeah. Matt is playing
Matt has character. To play two characters.
Just talked about
the level up.
Hopefully he's not gonna be a mainstay. Just
okay.
For plot purposes. If you didn't guess it, I'm definitely an angel.
So
nice. Does he recognize this other angel that's now in the room, though? Would he be able to get the sense?
He can probably sense in a way that angels can who this is. He sees her and is like, "Oh, I haven't seen her since before the war."
So he'll just like make eyes at Jason and be like, "Huh, didn't expect to see you here."
Good. The angels that know each other. Perfect.
Well, obviously, we all know each other. We're like siblings or something.
Okay, why are you here?
How was that obvious?
Who are you? Why are you here? Oh. Why did you sleep last night?
Sorry. I'm Eros. I'm here, and he dressed her over to Olivia because she needs someone to like make sure she doesn't die.
Is that not what? I feel like we've been doing perfectly fine.
We have been doing just absolute shit.
She is not dead.
She's not dead yet. There's some shit that's gonna happen soon, and she will probably die without my help. So I was sent to make sure she doesn't croak, because she's really important if you haven't figured it out yet.
I thought...
No, we figured it out, because she's a battery. We've learned this.
Yeah. I mean, but magical destiny, all that bullshit.
Yeah, so, I don't really know what else to ask. This is new. Do you know? You know what? We knew an angel back in the 80s. Do you know him? What was his name?
Probably. I don't know. Who are you talking about?
Oh, no. He said he was there to keep us from dying too, because we were needed for something else.
You're probably thinking of Raziel.
Yeah, I was going to say, Matt knows this because I have the notes. But
Raziel. Do you know him?
I'm assuming I know who Raziel is.
Yeah, again, you're probably in different, like, choir of angels than Raziel, but you probably heard the name around the water cooler.
Oh, yeah, I totally know who Raziel is, but, like, he probably doesn't know who I am, if you know what I mean. Like, he's much more, like, higher up than me. I'm a nobody. I'm just, like, basically a guardian angel.
So you're a nobody, and you were sent here to help Olivia, so that probably makes Olivia feel really great.
So much confidence.
Olivia, I mean, how do you feel about this?
Yeah, Olivia, can you chime in?
Olivia is probably livid, and just like is staring daggers at both of the angels, and she's probably like, I don't need anyone's help. And she's just screaming and crying and, like, just a ball of emotions.
Right. Actually, this is a fair point. I go over to Olivia and I just hug her.
And as you do that...
Don't do it, Olivia. I'm trying to comfort you.
As you do that, Eros will just, like, start quietly talk. Like, he's been, like, talking in a normal voice, but he'll just, like, soothingly start talking at Olivia. And you can see in his, like, starry blue eyes, like, some effect is going off. And it immediately starts, like, calming her down. Like, she was in, like, a ball of rage. And you can see she's, like, soothed like a lullaby, basically, by just him talking.
Actually, he's pretty helpful.
Talking at her.
He's actually pretty helpful calming her down.
Yeah, it is. I figured, I don't know what it's called necessarily, but like there's a specific group of us angels that are really good at like making sure people don't freak the fuck out. Yeah, so I think I was sent to help Olivia specifically.
She's in need of a lot of emotional support, and I've earmuffs her. Her mother figure died about 48 hours ago now. And we haven't
give
really
give or take 6 years.
Yeah, give or take six, we haven't really unpackaged that yet. Actually, if you do counseling services, that would be great.
As you're discussing Olivia's mental state, you hear a window shatter and the door downstairs slam open as a figure comes rushing up it. It is the sergeant, the vampire. And he has these burn marks all over. He's sizzling, but he has this blood red rage in his eyes. And then he sees this room full of like seven different people. And it's just like,
hey,
I think I got the wrong place. And runs out.
I'm bad news. Vampires know where you live now.
Is he trying to run out
your window
out of Cypher's front door?
Yes.
You guys all hear a fluttering of wings, and Jason is gone. I appear immediately in front of him as he tries to exit the door, and I...
Did you bring my sword? Did you forget the sword?
I immediately skewer him with a flaming blade.
Oh.
Nice.
Eros will do the exact same thing, so it's a hammer instead of...
Okay. Oh, nice.
Nice. Okay, go ahead and kick some ass, guys.
All right.
Actually, we should probably keep the angels. Pretty helpful.
12, and I'm advance.
Okay.
That's only a CX.
Okay.
So I'm yes, I think.
Yeah, that would be a miss. You would get an XP for arrows, though.
Yeah.
So okay, imagining so... arrows goes first and misses with the swing, and then I just fucking gut this dude.
Yeah, so...
Go for the Daniken. Get the head.
Yeah, you just cleave through this guy, and as the morning light is shining through the hole that was once a door down at the foot of the stairs where you suddenly appeared in front of him and surprised him, he flops over in twain and ceases moving.
The head at the top of the stairs. The head.
Head. I can. My attack inflicts double the normal harm, which is actually 4 because all of my smites, all of my weapons count as weakness against the monsters I fight. So
paladin.
So I imagine this vampire like ducks under Eros's hammer, but as he does, like my blade just kind of cleanly like lopped off his head, but he doesn't notice it until he's a couple of steps and his like head's not there anymore and his body is just running.
Good, he got the head.
Yeah. And you look outside now and you see some of the there's some cop cars surrounding the van that was still parked out in front last night. And so, because I don't remember anyone moving that shit.
Nope,
so,
we didn't.
There are a few, there's a few regular cops who, you can tell they must not be vampires, but they just saw one of their fellow officers go run headless out of the building.
There's
a few other cops that are clearly vampires because they are heavily like covered all over with like gloves and long sleeves and big brimmed hats.
They got their sunnies on. Yeah.
But I'm gonna wear my garden hat on.
They look like state trooper pig hats.
So. Like from Scary Movie 3 where it keeps getting bigger and bigger.
Exactly. They have Scary Movie hats.
You should have like SWAT hats where they can have the, what is it called, baklava or whatever.
Yeah. And they've all surrounded this place.
So do you have a back door?
I immediately, with a flap of the wings before I was ever saw back up the stairs after I see all these cops, and I'm like, we gotta go.
As he says this, you hear in the back alley, there's a little window that faces that way, where there is a ladder leading down. And outside, you hear a horn honk.
Well, did that sound like, maybe that's the station wagon. We parked it. We ran around the block with it.
But who's driving it?
I don't know. Maybe it's another fucking angel. On the ladder.
Are you looking down?
Yeah, I'm looking to see who it is. Okay. First.
You look down and you see a rusty old pickup truck. It looks like it used to have been red. It's really dented all over. Looks like it should have been dead about, I don't know, 2 decades ago, but somehow it's still running. And there is a young girl who's peeking her head out. She has, like, shorn hair. Like, she has really short hair. And it's kind of like a tomboy, like, comb over. And her sides are like completely shaven off. It looks like it used to be dark, but on the top she has bleached it. And she's just like looking up at you like, come on, we gotta go.
I'm gonna peek out the window. Is there anybody else in the, or is it just that kid?
Just this kid. This alley seems to be empty. Apparently the cops did not think to go into that.
What the hell? I'm just gonna start climbing down the ladder.
Yep, time to go.
Who the hell are you?
As you get closer, you realize that this is Henrietta's old truck.
Holy sh! I take a really hard look at this kid. How old is she? Does she look familiar to me?
Is she potentially named Kelly Emerson?
Can I investigate a mystery? I don't know.
Yeah, I would say investigate a mystery, okay. I guess.
That is... Sure, okay. It's only... Is it seven? That's a seven.
That's a hold one.
Okay.
That's hold one.
Who... Who?
Just who?
Just who?
You look at her and you say, oh, wait a second. Didn't we? And it clicks. This looks like Ray's daughter, the young girl you left at the bunker.
Oh, shit.
Only now 6 years older and a teenager, and she does not care about your opinions.
I like gray sat down again. I'm like, Kelly?
Get the fuck in the truck.
Oh, fuck. You are not supposed to be here. Yep, mama's dead. Mom's dead. Mom's dead. Are you a hunter? Do you kill? You kill monsters? Say no.
I do whatever the fuck I want.
Yep, you're a teenager. All right, I'm just going to climb into the front seat next to her. Okay. And I'm going to wait patiently for Gray to get down here.
I'm just waiting for everybody. I'm kind of holding off the front door to see if any other vampires decide to come through.
Okay.
Olivia's going to recognize this truck.
Ooh.
So, are the rest of you
how
going down?
How old would she be? 15?
I assume I'm scrambling to get my stuff because I'm probably never coming back here.
Yeah, you're packing a bag full of important equipment, and you're like, I think I need this. I think I need that. Nope. That, I do need that. pretty soon you just have this huge duffel bag full of like heavy, bulky equipment. And all of it has like one whole gigabyte on it.
One? That's a lot, man.
Remo computer back in the day. So you're hauling this duffel bag, kind of like half lugging it across the room to get to the window. Is there, I guess I should ask, is there anything specific that you are taking with you that you cannot live without?
Oh, for sure, any hard drives of any videos that I have of paranormal stuff.
Okay.
I'm going to ask Cypher, hey, you got everything important out of here, right?
I think so.
Okay.
She's gonna blow her out.
Oh my god. What are you gonna do?
Listen, if anything leaked about us on here, it's gonna be bad.
Oh, okay.
Please tell me you have some, like, hairspray or...
I do.
You're already down by that truck.
You can fucking fly now. Come get it.
I can't fly.
Well,
I haven't been down to the alleyway.
Oh, well.
Them's the rules.
I mean, I got canned air to clean out my electronics.
That'll do.
Yeah, there's also a microwave up here.
Sweet. Sure. What works for me? What's the stove range situation in this apartment?
Are there two burners, four burners?
Electric or gas is what I'm asking.
So... Cypher, considering your upbringing, how sparse or full do you think this apartment is of, like, adult amenities?
What?
Adult amenities. Like a stove
Like stove and, like, appliances and working appliances and all that. Like, other than, like, computer gear and all your investigation, how many, like, appliances are up here, would you say?
Oh, there's a lot of electronics. Like how many? I don't know. There's a lot.
Like appliances. Like, do you have
household,
a stove?
Like household appliances.
Electric or gas?
Oh, do I? Oh.
I don't know what gas. Yeah, I don't know what they would have been back then.
You can't really have gas in apartments now. The fact that
now, but back then, I'm gonna guess it was probably gas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, we'll say there's a gas stove. Just a small one.
Sweet.
That's all you need.
Yeah, that's all I need.
Hmm.
Is everybody out? Is everybody out of the apartment?
Yeah.
I yanked the... I just cut it with my sword. I cut the gas line and I throw a couple of the aerosol spray cans in the microwave. It hit like an hour at high temperature.
Perfect.
And just push like plus minute.
Yeah. And I just like as soon as I see everybody's down, I like slide down the fire escape.
When Greg comes down, I just look at him. I don't say anything. I just stare. I just stare uncomfortably.
We need to leave.
While I'm sitting in the truck like
we need to leave. Stop. Stop staring and leave.
You all of you climb in the back of this pickup truck in the bed, and this young lady tears across the poorly maintained back alley of this California street. And I guess, Gray, are you like looking at who this is or?
I think as soon as he gets down and like going to get into the truck, he kind of catches like a glimpse out of the corner of his eye and does one of those like lean looks, and then gives Danica a real nice like.
Danica's also like I feel like they're having a silent conversation. We need to talk about this. This is not going to be good. Yes, I'm aware. Just get in the car.
Hops in the back and then kind of just. Starts checking to make sure his guns are loaded.
I'm just gonna be in the passenger seat. Just
John.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel right now?
Tense, probably.
Tense?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead and roll a use magic for me.
Oh shit.
This is good. This is good for us.
Yeah. Nine.
Okay. So let's see here.
What's the glitch?
Oh, what's the use? Perfect. So as you are tearing down this alley, you hear a gigantic boom, which only makes you tense up more, Dawn. And you look behind, and there's all this debris and rubble of this old brick building that is just crumbling apart. And as you do, you see sparks fly off your fingertips. And all of a sudden, all this debris and rubble behind you form into this brick giant monster that starts running after the truck on all fours.
Don, turn off, brick man!
Yeah. So you are now, you come to a street and Kelly turns hard you all like kind of go flying to the side, trying to hold on to this back of this truck, all of you that are piled in back, as this giant monster is galloping after you, seemingly from out of nowhere.
Do you like supporting artists? Do you like nerdy things like Dungeons & Dragons? Then Co-op Creations SD is the store for you. You can find adorable dragons, menacing mind flayers, and jealous jelly cubes to accompany you on your adventures. Need a way to safely transport your math rocks? Then their homemade dice bags will keep your click-clacks warm. Stop on by their Etsy page soon, as stock is limited.
What are y'all doing?
I don't have an answer for that.
I'm sitting in the passenger seat next to Kelly, and I'm like, are you even old enough to have a goddamn driver's license? Why are you here?
Shut up and shoot! And she...
Young lady!
And she reaches into this little case that is in the middle seat there and opens it, and inside there are some pistols there.
Dear God, don't let anyone know that you have got guns in here. I take a gun out and start shooting at people.
Well, go ahead and kick some ass.
If we're being followed by police officers, not random people.
You mean Brick Monster?
Brick Monster
is the one that's chasing us.
Oh yeah, Brick Monster is the one that's chasing us. Okay, kick ass. Okay. 10.
10. Okay. Yeah, you get an extra effect.
I'm going to force them where I want them with Brick Monster, right? I'm going to try to, like, throw Brick Monster off and have him accidentally, like, run into a building. Like, yeah.
Okay.
Because function, I guess.
You shoot into one of its legs, and its legs, like, temporarily, like, rumbles underneath of it. And it just kind of teeters over into the side of the building, taking out, like, three storefronts as it does so.
I'll open
it. But it's okay. The riots already made it look pretty bad. Yeah. So, you know.
I'll open up that little, like, slidey window that pickups have, and I'll yell out to the people in the bed of the truck, "Could you please stop, Brickman?" And I hand Gray a gun.
Oh, okay.
This did not come from in the car. This was mine the whole time. I promise.
I think Eros is gonna just like put his hand over Olivia and be like, "Stay in the truck. You're fine. You're fine."
Dude, before we do this, I think I'm gonna ask for something that we don't do a whole lot here.
Oh.
Because your mother's life is potentially on the line, Danica, I want you to manipulate someone against Gray.
That's good.
Oh, God.
And so this is for another hunter. It's special rules.
Okay.
Oh, charm.
I don't have any charm.
Oh, but you're full of charm, Danica.
Oh, yeah. God. Oh, no, I do have charm. I have plus one charm.
And zero.
10.
They do it. Do what you ask. They if they do what you ask, they mark experience and get plus one forward. So... you are trying to convince Gray that you had these all along. Gray, I think you obviously see what she is trying to do. So, Danica, what do you say to him?
Listen, just give her a chance to explain why this is occurring before you start just shooting guns, if you could. Because, like, Mama saved all of our lives at least twice, and she lost a leg trying to help us. So she deserves an explanation at the very least, okay?
What do you say, Brett?
That was always the plan.
I don't know. Yeah, well, that's a lie. Do you remember that time you were like, "Hey, casually, hey, there's a rocket launcher in the back of my car. Do you want to shoot that car with it?"
We were in the middle of being chased.
I peek my head in the window and say, "Rocket launcher would be nice right now."
Okay. Rocket launcher in this car. We're already fucked. It's already fucked. Do you have a rocket launcher?
She yells back through the window, "Check inside the toolbox." And there's like one of those old like silver toolboxes. It looks brand new compared to this old truck. And really like contrasts hard against everything else. But yeah, you reach inside and there are several guns, a few semi-automatic rifles, like AK-47s, a few shotguns, some salt, holy symbols, crystals.
Really bad.
A mishmash of stuff.
I take the AK-47 out and I like check it, make sure it's loaded and everything, and I look at Cypher and I go, "Ho ho ho, now I have a machine gun."
It's not Christmas.
It's a reference. Okay.
Are you kicking some ass then?
My favorite movie in the whole wide world. Somebody make Danica watch it.
I'm gonna try to kick some ass and pop some shots off.
Alright, go ahead.
That is a 13.
13.
Six or four plus three, so
And are you advanced?
I am advanced in kick-ass. Okay. So, I'm not going to suffer any harm at all if he tries to... Actually, no, I'm gonna do double my normal harm, whatever the AK is doing.
All right. So the AK, without looking, I don't know what it does. I think it's 3 harm typically for an assault rifle.
Actually, I'll take that back. I'm gonna do my attack drives the enemy away in a route. So I'm imagining we're going down like the side alleys of LA right now. I kind of want to drive him down into one of those big water sluiceways that they have, like in the semi chase in T2. I kind of want to like knock him off guard and off balance and send him down one of those.
Yeah. So you start just spraying and just unloading this clip in this monster, and it starts like going and like flings a brick at you, and you're gonna take 3 harm from that. But he then like tumbles over and hides down in one of these trenches as this driver kicks it into the next gear and moves even faster away from this monster. You seem to have shaken him off for now. What are you all doing?
Where are we going? I'll look at her as I'm just like, just... was strapping for safety. Did Henry have seatbelt on this thing?
Hold on. First things first. I look at Eros and I say, "Hey, that neat trick you do. I need you to do it." And I point towards Dawn, who is crackling with magical energy, and I'm telling him, "I need you to calm her down."
I can certainly try. And he's gonna start like whispering into Dawn's ear, just like, "It's okay. Things are really scary right now, but we're going to get through this." Very like a kumbaya meditative. Like,
what did we do when we
had Is he a California yogi?
He's basically just a hippie.
Nice.
And as he speaks to you, Dawn, you feel this wave of calm just kind of pass over you, and you don't feel as tense anymore. Your muscles relax and you're just kind of, you're there. You're present here in the moment. Namaste. You're not quite sure like what just happened, but in your calm state, you start to reflect like, did I do that? I think I did that, but why? It's never happened before.
I'll kneel down next to Dawn and I'll be like, are you okay? Are you in charge of all your...
I think I'm good right now. I don't know what happened. You're like, we're okay.
I reach my arm. When you go here, honey, I have Snickers.
Well, I'm fine.
Just stole a bunch of Snickers. I'm going to be one of the Walgreens. Actually, you need one too, Gray. Just for the future.
Oh, great, to just look at her and fucking chuck it out the window. Yep, just fucking still like, maintaining eye contact, not even like looking where he's chucking, just fucking chucks it out the window.
Not you when you're hungry.
Okay, Kelly, I have about 60 questions, but my most important one is, where the hell are we going?
She looks to you and says, "Look, Susie doesn't know I'm out here, but she called me saying something about how Raymond was back home, and like I figured I should, you know, try and come and like help you. And like I caught something on the police scanner about like some weird shit going down. I figured it was all you. So
you left home without telling mama, and you stole a car, a very vintage car, by the way, and you came all the way to California?"
"Yeah, I was just in the, like, area. Whatever.
Why were you in the area? Why are you in California to begin with?"
"Doesn't matter. Anyway, I guess, are you trying to manipulate a person?"
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, is she a normal person or is she a hunter?
A good question. Why don't you go ahead and roll and I'll tell you.
Eight.
So on an eight, they'll do it, but only if you do something for them right now to show that you mean it. If you ask too much, they'll tell you what, if anything, it would take for them to do it. So you're asking, like, why she's out in.
Yeah.
Yeah. She says, look, all right, I know, like, Raymond didn't want me hunting and all that, but, like, fuck him. Like, the world is dangerous, okay? And, like, Susie tries to keep me at the shelter, but you know what? It's boring, okay? So, yeah, maybe I go out and have a little excitement, okay?
How old is she? That's me asking you. Like, how old would she be? Is she, like, 15, 16?
I'm trying to remember how old she was.
She was nine.
Nine, okay.
So she would be, like, 15 now.
Good Lord, girl, you don't even have a driver's license?
Who need one, really?
That's like, fair.
In South Dakota, you can get one at 13.
Yeah.
And she reaches over and opens the glove box, and there's, like, 15 IDs in there, all with her picture on it.
Look, I'm not going to be...
15 driver's license.
Look, I get it, because Susie's my mom, and she had this... I mean, I didn't even know she was a hunter for most of my life, and she didn't want me in this life either, and here I am, so apparently she's really bad at authority over children or something like that. And, you know, you're gray. Raymond didn't want this for you either, and who listens to their parents? So I get it. Are you at least keeping yourself safe? Do you have allies?
And she'll say, I'm not prying into your life. Look, are you happy that I saved you or not?
I am.
I can drop you off right now.
Listen, I'm happy you saved us. I'm not prying into your life. I'm giving you advice as another hunter. Having allies is very beneficial.
I have my own people.
All right. I have no idea where the hell we need to go. I barely even know what's going on in the world that we're in now. So... away from the vampires would be a good start.
Yeah. The way it sounds, like, I don't think they're going to give you any trouble. I'm going to get you back up to South Dakota. I think that's the first stop.
Okay. In this truck?
Yeah, in this truck.
Is this going to make it?
Seriously, what the fuck is in South Dakota?
I opened up the window. You'll see. But, you know, just, like, watch out for bugs, because you guys are, like, in a bed of a truck.
There's a toolbox we can hide under, I guess.
Oh, that's awesome.
And she says, and what's with the new people? Are you losers, like, multiplying or something?
Oh, that guy, like, gave his soul to an angel or something. He's possessed by one. I don't know.
I didn't give my soul to an angel.
He's possessed by an angel. He
touched by an angel.
Destiny led him to us or something. And Destiny led us to that guy, too, or him to that guy. That guy is really good at computers, so he brought a duffel bag, I see, full of computer magic parts. Did I hear you sneak out a lot? I used to do that. Yeah, we were all bad children. And then that guy is also another angel. We literally just met him 5 minutes ago.
He's like, whatever. I can never, like, track... when mom, like, talks about you guys. Like, you're, like, all over the place.
Well, yeah. That's true. Well, actually, we just kind of, like, jumped through time by 6 years, which is why we all look the same. So, there's that. What else did she tell you about us?
I don't know. Like, I guess she thought you died because, like, Henrietta was dead and, like, you were all just gone and, like, there was, like, these cracked, charred remains in the church that you guys were in. So, like, for all she knew, you were all, like, gone. And, like, she lost her leg. Like, so she figured, like, you all were, like, ripped apart by the elementals or what.
Well, we certainly almost we were not in good shape when we landed in this decade, for sure. Especially Gray. He was damn near dead. Okay, we healed him back up with some supplies we got from a local Walgreens. Did Henry get a proper send-off, at least?
I mean, I guess I don't know. Like, I was 9. Like, well, and so I know that, like, Susie, like, she sent Henrietta off to the tribe that she was from or something.
Okay.
And, like, but I think the tribe, like, insisted that we not attend the funeral.
I mean, okay, that seems...
And, like, we've tried to go there to visit, burn the bones. And, like, she's being a very obvious teenager. Like,
yeah.
Like you don't get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then...
if Henry's a ghost, she's probably a real ornery one.
Yeah, but they won't even let us on the land. And we've even tried sneaking on, and we've gotten stopped by some of their guys. So, like... We can't really do anything about it other than hope that she doesn't come back and, like, haunt our asses, I guess, but...
Well, I'm thinking maybe she finds... I'm hoping, at least, that she found some peace in death and didn't, you know, become a ghost. Yeah. But... I see you got her truck. I don't know how Olivia's dealing with that, but... still runs, so that's surprising because it barely ran 6 years ago.
Yeah. So, anyway, like, look, I wasn't really ready to go back to the bunker, but, like, I'll get you there and, like, I don't know. Maybe I'll, like, hang out with some friends when we get back or something. But don't expect me to hang around.
Okay, well, you know what? In Hunter years... You're an adult, so you do what you do. You do you. I'm not your parent. I can't tell you what to do. And I mean, I think Greg might try to kill. I think Greg might try to kill Susie. So just be prepared for that.
Whatever. Don't worry about him. I'll talk to him.
Okay.
Not like he has a whole lot of say in being a parent anyway.
Wow, that's harsh, but you're not wrong. Oh, boy, let's not talk about that anymore. He's right behind us.
So does anyone else have anything to talk about before we move on to the next set? Okay. Katie, or Gemma, as some of you may know her, leads you out of the city and gets on a back highway and is starting to head north. And it's a pretty quiet ride for most of the day. You do stop for some lunch along the way, and you keep on driving until next nightfall, grabbing a hotel along the way and sleeping off your injuries, mending. So anyone who has any remaining injuries, we can mark that off and be healed up at this point, I will say. You next day, you get back on the road and continue on. Does anyone have anything to talk about on the trip? Or is there any stops you want to make along the road through California?
I think okay. He's asking you, Alicia.
Me?
Yeah, definitely you.
Oh, I need a California shirt. I need a Nevada shirt. You know, every time we stop at a gas station, that's a given. She will ask somebody for money because she has none anymore.
I roll my eyes and give her some of the cash out of my wallet.
Perfect. You know, she'll keep making awkward looks at Gray. And Danica would be Danica, and she'd be like, "World's biggest ball of yarn, turn."
So you make your way slowly through the southwestern United States until you start making your way north and hitting more fields and such. And It's slowly becoming nightfall again. And as you're driving along, the wind blowing through your hair, Dawn, you are starting to kind of drift off because it is getting dark out. And as you do, you swear you see a shape on the side of the road. And you look and it's gone. But as you're drifting off once again, in the bumpy back bed of Henrietta's truck, you look again and you see another figure. And this one looks similar to your dream. It is a figure dressed all in black that has like this gaunt look to their face with like dark rings around their eyes. And it looks like they're reaching out this claw of a hand with blackened tips to it. Are you doing anything?
Excuse me. That was my thing, sorry. I zoned out. What did you say, Travis? There's a gaunt figure.
You were drifting off in the back of the truck when you looked up and you saw a figure. The figure looked similar to the one in your dream. Has a gaunt look to its face with black rings around the eyes, and it is reaching out with a clawed hand that has black tips to it. Are you doing anything?
I should probably immediately just cast fire at it.
Okay. Use magic.
The 12.
Okay. You cast your magic.
Thanks.
So with that, it works without issues. You choose your effect. And if you are advanced, you also get an added benefit.
I don't think I'm technically advanced. Just to, I guess, inflict harm, right?
Yeah. So this fire arches out from your palm, and it envelops this character in flame. And you hear this loud banshee-like scream in the middle of the night. As its robes are lit aflame. And all of a sudden, the truck screeches to a halt and kind of lifts sideways a little bit. And you can see in the headlights in front of you, in the pitch black night, more of these figures, all darkly robed, standing in a line in front of the truck. And you hear them chant in a single voice, we desire Antiope. And they just keep on chanting this over and over. We desire Antiope. We desire Antiope. Return her to us. And with that, there's like a crackling in the air as they prepare their magics. What are you all doing? There is three of these creatures in front of you and the one behind you.
Well, seeing as how I've technically been behind me, I'm going to flutter to the back and fucking skewer it with my flaming sword.
Okay. Go ahead and swing away.
10.
10. Okay. Choose an extra effect.
I'm going to inflict terrible harm.
Okay. So you arch your blade across this figure. How much harm do you do?
Is it a monster?
Yes.
Then I do 4 harm plus the 1 from my extra, so 5 harm.
5 harm. All right. That really fucked it up pretty bad. Who else is doing work? So it's going to claw back at you.
No, they're just
as you rake at it. And it will do 3 harm back to you.
Okay. And there's 3 in front of us? 2?
There's 3 in front of you and 1 behind, yes.
Okay. Kelly, stay in the car, and I will draw out Excalibur and slide out the side door and charge at one of them.
Okay. So, go ahead and expand.
Okay. Ooh, 7?
7. That will hit.
Okay. So then I do 2, 3, and then I'll do a precise strike. So that's a 7. So I get an additional harm. So I do 3. 4 harm. 4 Excalibur harm.
Okay. And that's to another one of these creatures?
Yes.
Okay. It clings at the gash in its abdomen and looks up at you. And its jaw unhinges on this woman's face. And it like hangs down deep into her chest. And she lets out a wail. I need you to go ahead and act under pressure.
Okay. So I roll sharp. Okay, so I took a new ability where I roll sharp instead of cool while I act under pressure. I get a +1. 8.
8. I give you a worse outcome, a hard choice for price of day. You can either be stunned the next round, or you can take -1 ongoing until the end of the fight.
Oh, I'll be stunned.
You'll be stunned for a whole round. Okay. Alrighty. So,
are there grenades in the box back here?
Are there what?
Grenades.
Grenades.
Not throw a grenade at me.
Sure. I'll say there's.
Whoops.
Are you trying to steal or throw a grenade?
Yeah, I want to try to just, like, I mean, there's a group of them, like.
I'm right.
Okay. Go ahead and throw a grenade.
Should not have run into.
She's going to save my life instead of my mother's life. I heard you tell her that she didn't have to listen.
Oh, that's 7.
7. Okay. So you inflict harm on each other. Now, with area of effect weapons, you get to split the harm between the enemies as you choose. So I'm going to say that being a grenade, it does more than your average damage. So I'm going to say it does 5 harm. And you can split that 5 harm any way you want between the enemies.
Okay.
And I'm going to say that Danica takes 1 harm, just splash damage.
Armor, so it mostly just gives me a big bruise.
Which one did you go after?
The one right in front of me.
Well, like, there's 3.
So the one on the passenger side.
So it probably would have, like, landed closer to the...
I would say armor counts against that 1 harm, so...
So it probably would have landed
closer
to the driver's side.
What's that?
I would say it would land, like, maybe closer to the, like... Because if you were on the right, it probably would have landed closer on the left. So it would have hit, like...
So the 2 on the left.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. How do you want to split that damage?
You said 5 harm?
Yep.
We'll just do... we'll say 3 to the one on the left and 2 to the one in the middle.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Danica, Gray, and Jason have all gone. Dawn and Cypher and, both Eros and Olivia, what are you doing?
I'll have Eros go, and I will help Jason, and I will try and take out this last one. So I will vamp right next to him and be like, let's see if we can kill this monster together, guys. We got this. Mm-hmm. That's 12 on kick ass. So it is stunned if it's because it's over 10.
Yep.
So I don't know if it's still alive, but
okay.
It does
how much damage?
Well, it does 5 from my weapon and my smite, and then I don't know if I would get an additional effect because it's 10 plus. So I would do an additional harm.
Okay, so 6.
So 6, and then
does that ignore armor at all?
I don't think any of it ignores armor necessarily.
Okay.
I mean, it's holy. I don't know if that helps.
I will say that as you smite it, it does crumple into a mass on the ground, it when you kick the robes around, it looks like bones on the inside of these robes, like there's just dark magic holding it together.
Huh, that's weird. And then Olivia, who I'm sure is having a hard time processing all of this, as she has been probably quiet the entire time they've been in the car, she will just like stand up and look over the top of the cab of the car, mm-hmm. and see the three that are right in front of her. And she's just gonna roll some magic at them, yeah. to just hurt them and just like scream, like, get away from her, you bitch. Oh, that's double sixes. So that's like 15.
Okay.
I will.
Are you aiming left, right, or middle?
I'll do right because Danica had previously done quite a bit of damage to that one.
Okay.
And I will. I think hex it is okay. The thing. So it does extra damage. So that does two damage from the hex, and then 1 damage from the spell. So 3, and then I can get an additional effect, whatever you want to give me.
Okay.
You will offer me an additional benefit is what I get.
Right. I think the additional benefit will be what does your magic look like?
It's just going to be like a banshee scream, like reverberate like directly at this one to make its head like explode.
Okay. I will say, you start screaming, and I will say that this one, it took how much harm was that? 4?
3 plus an additional benefit, whatever you want to give.
Oh, 3.
Yeah.
So it starts bleeding from the ears. It's not dead yet, but the partner right next to it in the middle also clutches its ears, and you can tell you've done a little bit of harm to that one as well.
Okay, cool.
Then with that, we have Cypher and Dawn. What are you two doing?
So this is probably a new creature for me to see, right?
Yep.
Then I can immediately ask question. What sort of creature is it?
Looking over these creatures, they look in the headlights, they look almost otherworldly, but like you start focusing and like these look like just like they were people, but like they look like they, the best way you can describe it is they look like witches, like someone who's made a very dark pact with a creature and is imbued with supernatural powers.
So these are actual people then, like.
Yeah, they're like hags.
Oh.
Gross. Yeah. Can you do anything else then?
Yeah. My character cannot fight. No. I'm just going to have my little pocket knife and sit in the truck and be like, nope.
Dawn, what are you doing?
She'll stand up and look to the front of the truck, and I think she'll just start shaking. And I feel like she's just so overwhelmed, and she just screams, leave me alone. And then she's going to call lightning from the sky and see if she can hit the ones in the front with some like lightning strikes.
Okay, roll your use magic.
Ooh, that's 12.
12. Okay. Yeah, it's magic works without issues. And you also, I believe you are advanced, so you get an additional benefit. How much damage would you normally do to a single target?
I think that's just 3.
Just 3? Okay.
Sword.
Well, you can choose.
You do get an additional benefit because it was a 12.
Yes. I will say that a similar thing happens with Olivia, where you, like, this lightning arcs and splits into two of these creatures, whatever they are, and one just evaporates into a viscera from the energy of the charge, and then another one, I'm going to say the next hunter is going to get a +1 to attack it, because it is like electrified and stunned and like not doing it, it looks like it can't move as fast as well. With that, I think we're back to Danica.
I'm stunned.
Yeah, you are. So then we're back to, I believe, Jason.
Yeah, so the one is still standing in front of Danica?
No, that one got blown up by...
No, that one is pooped.
Okay. Then I guess I'd bamf over to the one on the left, and we'll take a swing at that one as well.
Okay.
8.
8. Okay. It works, but you harm each other.
So it's 4 harm from me.
For the one on the left?
Yep.
Okay. Alrighty. And... you harm it, and it doesn't like that. So it is going to begin to levitate, and as it does, it shoots lightning out of its fingertips, Palpatine style. And it does 2 harm, ignore armor. And now it has floated out of reach of you.
Shoot it.
So, Ray, what are you doing?
Shoot it.
Shoot it, okay.
Yeah, I grab another one of these assault rifles back here, and I'm just gonna just open fire.
Okay.
Go for it.
Go for it.
It's an 8.
An 8. You harm each other, so... you're aiming for the levitating one?
Yeah.
Alrighty. I believe I said that does 3 damage. Yeah. Okay. This one, it looks like it's holding on by a thread, honestly. It is still alive. Next we have, I believe, Eros.
Yeah. Eros will fly, like, bamf out with his wings and fly directly over there, and just like try and smash it with its hammer down to the ground, the one that's levitating. Be like, no, you stay down. You stay down on the ground. That's bad. We don't like flying here. Other than windows, of course. Oh, that's still 6 again.
How do you kill this creature?
So it's gonna like destroy this thing in a burst of white light that just like glitters down to the ground. Like all over Jason, just glitter, glittery, like pink dust all over him.
I don't know that you should be okay with like a obliterated body. Just
it's fine.
It's kind of gross.
And then Olivia will just use magic at the last one. Okay. That's still pretty good. That's a 12.
12 to hit, yeah.
Yeah. So does 3 harm and then plus an additional effect.
Okay. So You elect, you, how are you attacking this creature?
I'll use electricity. It seemed to work pretty well.
You electrify this creature and you start to see kind of that, like, the glow of the bones, from underneath the cloth and the skin. And, this creature tumbles over, and, it whispers in its dying breath, "We will have her essence. We will have Antiope back. He will not be pleased. Asmodeus, not pleased." And with that, she withers away until there's nothing but bones and a black robe on the ground. The added effect was that you have learned something now.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't sound good. So we should keep going.
As a new angel, does that name Asmodeus ring a bell then?
This is a new sensation for you. You're not quite sure, like she's always been in your ear, right? Whispering things to you. But now you definitely feel her presence, but you don't hear her advice anymore. But there is a ring of familiarity with that name. Like, and there's a welling of emotions. Anger, jealousy. You're not quite sure how to interpret it, but you feel upset.
If they're looking for... I'm sorry, I'm really, like, Judith, like, I was stuck for a second, I'm a better... But if they're looking for Antiope's essence, does that mean that they're looking for Olivia? Oh, great.
Yep. Another group looking for me. Great.
You're so gaunted.
So popular.
Very popular. All the wrong people.
We should all get back in the truck and hopefully get to the bunker soon. It's honestly feeling like the only safe place for us at present.
Dawn, as everyone's loading back into the truck and kind of pushing these bones to the side, you look down at one of these dead figures and you see on the hand, the bony hand of one of these figures, there is a ring. And you have a flashback to the dream you had last night. The night before, and you're starting to lose track of these dreams that keep coming to you, but it was that pleasant dream where your mother stroked her belly awaiting her child, and you remember your mother looking up and seeing this kind old woman across from her wearing that exact same ring you're looking
at now. Would I recognize that old woman, or it's just an old woman?
Just an old woman, but the coincidence stirs something in you. You are very disturbed how this dream now has some sort of real life implications. You've met someone from your dreams. And if you met someone from your dreams, what does that mean about the dreams about your father? And so you load into the truck and you head back down the road, a little shaken and rattled by this uncalled for assault in the middle of the night. You finally hit some highways in South Dakota and you are short ways from Keystone. Pull down some old dirt roads, finally pulling in front of an old boulder that two-thirds of you remember. The old bunker and the entrance of it. And it's with that, Arrow says, "All right, dudes. Get you to safety. I'll be checking in from time to time." And with a flutter, he just disappears from view. And you are here. You are back home.
Let's go in.
But seriously, what the fuck is this place? Like, South Dakota is so barren.
I put my hands on the boulder, and there's a password, right? Something like that?
That's a good question.
I can't remember.
It was a key.
Oh, it was a key.
Keystone.
Oh, Danica has the key. I believe, because it was her family thing. I'll pull the key out that I remember that I had, and I'll unlock the door.
And
I'll unlock the boulder. It looks like I'm unlocking the boulder.
Yep, you place the key into the boulder, into a little crevice that looks like just a crack in the rock, but you turn it around, and there's an ever so faint glow from this rock in the dark night hours. And you press forward and enter. As you do, one by one, the new people see this and are like, what the fuck? How are you reacting, I guess I should ask.
I look at Cypher and I'm like, after you into the weird place. And I'll follow suit.
And as you do, the space opens up into this cavernous hall with a short set of stairs in front of you. And you can see past into this huge library room. And along the walls, you see these desks full of these bright fluorescent white computers with the giant clunky monitors and the little boxes underneath of it. And you can see a screensaver with the little Windows flag on it. Most of you don't know what that is, but the people who are from this time understand what it is. And you're looking around, admiring how things have changed just slightly. Things look a little newer. They look a little changed since the last computers you saw and the last equipment. It's then that you see Susie round a corner, and her eyes go wide, and she starts running towards you with just a slight limp to her leg. And she takes you, Danica, into a warm embrace. As she is now just seeing you for the first time in years.
We're finally home, Mama.
I need you to get back here.
Yeah, well, guess who brought us? And I point at the teenager.
You, ma'am, get back to your room. I told you not to leave. And,
Mama, she saved our life. Literally, she saved our lives.
Yeah, Mama, I saved their lives. Whatever. I have a date with Trixie anyway, so
who the hell is Trixie?
See you later.
Where are you going? Who the
hell is Trixie? And she walks out the back door again.
Before she leaves, Olivia will stop her and say, those keys don't belong to you.
And she gives you a stink eye, tosses you the keys, and says, fine, I'll take one of the others. And she turns direction and walks to the garage. And before she does, she stops and looks at Gray and says, Danica told me what you were going to do to Susie. Don't lay a fucking hand on her. You don't have a fucking say here. And she walks off.
Teenagers, right? I love them. Don't take my car if it's there. Is my car here? Please let my car be here.
And then Susie just like has her hands on her hips, watching her storm off. Just no control over the situation anymore. Yeah, we're all our home. What are you doing?
Why is she still here? Like, weren't you supposed to send her somewhere safe? Not here?
Look, I tried, but, like, there's people looking for Gray, for one, bad people, and by people, I mean the dead sort of people. And honestly, it worked for a while. I was able to keep her here and...
Until she became a teenager and stopped listening?
Yeah. Look, I don't have any excuse, all right? This was the best situation I had. We had a rough few years here.
Where's everybody?
Well, we have some hunters that come and go. I've been trying to keep this facility running. We have a
Trixie? Who is Trixie and how old is Trixie?
Oh, I mean, Trixie, she's young, a little older than Gemma over there, but
Kelly?
Yeah, Kelly. they've been hanging out, and this Trixie, she was part of a group I enlisted a few years back, and we had some werewolves problems over here in the hills, and there was some other going on, the secret laboratory, and something to do with the sheet, and I don't know, it was a mess.
The sheet here, the sheet, or outside of here, the sheet?
No, I'm talking the big sheet.
Oh.
This is just a sliver, piece of the pie.
By the way, to the two new people, we're technically in another, what's the word I'm looking for? Reality? No.
Dimension.
World? Dimension?
Yeah, it feels weird here.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's like my spidey senses are tingling or something. It's weird.
This is Jason. He got possessed by an angel.
Not possessed.
and this is Cypher.
Spelled with a C-I. C-H-E-R.
Is there somewhere she can hook up? He can hook up all of his...
No, wait. What was about that secret lab? What was that?
It was, some rinky-dink operation. There were scientists gone missing. Some children went missing. We never found them. And it was just a mess. But we got it all shut down. The team I enlisted, they went in and stopped what was happening. I guess it was some sort of fairy or something that was trying to cause trouble here. And they were using this machine that could break a hole through the worlds.
And that, anyhow, that got stopped, though? Or is that still an ongoing issue? Because that seems problematic.
Oh, that got stopped. Yeah, for sure. That's great. There was a bunch of guards that came in and broke the whole deal up. Still don't know who they were working for, but I'm pretty sure that my team damaged it enough that it won't be coming back online anytime soon. Then we had a little bit of falling out, unfortunately, but we're patching things up.
Why did you have a falling out?
It was a hunt that went bad. There was just someone I didn't expect to see, and they got the jump on us, and I made it all right, but then there's Evers. Evers, why don't you come out? And you hear a whining and a whirling coming down the hallway, and around the corner appears this wheelchair, and Evers is... He's put on a few pounds, but you can see his body is riddled with scars up and down his arms, along his neck that kind of traces up his jawline. And through this computer-like voice, he says, "Well, it took you long enough to get here." And
Synthwave, sweet.
Oh my god.
And,
it's good to see you. I'm glad you survived whatever it is that, you know.
I am feeling better than ever. At least I still have my good looks.
He's got humor. Do you still play the keytar? Probably not.
His eyes dart down to his hands and then dart back up to you. And he says, "I am out of practice."
Fair enough. Well, this is Cypher. I was telling him about you, that you've always been our go-to on finding information. And he was interested in, like, the computer system here, although it looks like it's gotten more different than last time we were here. And Jason, this is Jason. He's not possessed by an angel, but he did give his body away to one.
I just rolled my eyes.
And Susie looks at him very seriously and says, now, we around here don't judge, but we are cautious. She starts pulling out like holy water and splashing Jason, but then she also thinks about it and starts splashing all of you and like sprinkles a little salt over all of you and waits a second, and then she is satisfied, and then she reconsiders and she grabs little blade from her belt and says, now I'm not gonna harm you if you know you don't harm me. And she's gonna approach you, Jason, and just tap the metal to the back of your hand. And it's a metal blade. So and she goes around and does the same test to all of you, including you, Cypher, and you're just like weirded out over this strange ritual. Are you doing anything?
I'm just gonna accept whatever's going on.
No.
Okay.
Cypher, this might be something.
I am gonna freak her out a little bit. When she touches the metal to my hand, I'm gonna be like, I'm gonna hiss a little and be like, your mother sucks cocks in hell. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
That's incredibly rude. Why would you say that?
It's a we've gotta catch you up.
Is that a movie or something?
It's an old movie.
How old?
And she just looks at you and says, funny. You all passed the test.
Does this place still do the thing that it used to do where you could imagine the way your room looked and it would make it happen?
Oh, yeah.
Will that work for, like, technology? Because our friend Cypher, well, we just blew up his apartment and all of his electronics. He seems to like those.
I mean, yeah, right. You can get a hookup for your friend.
Of the art, whatever you want, in your imagination.
Oh. And she says, oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm being rude. You're probably all exhausted. We'll catch up. We'll figure this all out later. But why don't you go ahead and head off to your rooms and rest up for the night? We'll get some breakfast and talk in the morning.
I would truly and wholeheartedly love a shower.
You know where they are.
Yeah. I'll show the new people to rooms. We'll find some empty rooms for you guys.
Okay. And as you do, you all get settled in for the night and find your rooms. The ones you left behind were left untouched. If only a nostalgia steak for Susie. You go in and make yourself at home. And some of you lie awake at night wondering what it was that left Evers in a wheelchair and everything that has happened. You've received only little snippets, but you're not quite fully aware of everything that has transpired in your absence, and you can't help but feel a little bit of guilt for leaving your loved ones behind. And that's where our hero story will end tonight. But before we end, we go to another place, another time, and we see the glowing blue form. He looks like a man. He's only lightly draped in these cloths. And his blue form is contrasted sharply by the red outline of the desert lands and the red sky and the humongous red sun burning above him. And you hear behind him a voice, unseen, speak, finally, I've waited so long. That's where we will end tonight's episode. Oh. Thank you all for joining us for Monster of the Week. Hope you enjoyed it and can't wait to see you in our next grade. Bye-bye.
We can do our end of
Thank you for watching, and we'll see you next week. Make sure that whatever platform you're watching or listening on, you are following and or subscribing. If for those of you on YouTube, make sure you go down below and let us know what you thought with a comment, and give us a like if you could. Subscribing, hit that bell. If you're on any of our podcast platforms, make sure you are following, and if any of them allow you to comment, go ahead and do so. We do pay attention, and it helps us to know where to go forward.